followed by a few X's. Something was going on for sure, and I fancied him to bits. And as of yesterday, the day before my birthday, he knew I did. The classic epic social media fuck-up, sending the wrong message to the wrong person. Instead of telling Millie for the thousandth time that Mark was the most gorgeous man on earth, that I really adored him, and that he could even wear one of his stupid hats in bed as long as he fucked me senseless, I accidentally told him. I told Mark. And he went quiet, as if he'd gone into the Bermuda Triangle. Not a word. Nothing. I knew he didn't owe me anything, and that I had probably just misinterpreted his kindness for affection. But a happy birthday at least? Not even that. No good morning. No snaps of his impressive tea collection. No have a nice day. No fancy a coffee this afternoon, like he so often sent me. Not even a hope you get through the dreadful birthday lunch with your mum. Nada. Zip. Niente. Of course I was disappointed. Come dinner time when I was walking home from work, I had given up on him. It was fun while it lasted, I concluded on the phone to Millie. I'd just gotten through the door, kicked off my shoes, and with my coat still on and my briefcase still dangling in one hand, I'd headed straight for the fridge. A decent Riesling was opened, and a swig straight from the bottle filled my mouth with wine. A second gulp later, I laid my briefcase down on the kitchen countertop, managed to slide my skirt up, and roll down my itchy control top tights. I hated wearing tights. Well, first of all, nothing ever happened, Millie said. Thanks for reminding me, Millie. Marta. And second? I grunted while ripping off the foil wrapping of one of the way too many creme eggs I'd bought on the way home. And second, who says it's over? It's over before it even began. End of story. I pulled off a fairy tale trick. I managed to make Mark Bennett, aka God, my friend, and I fucked it up. Like I always fuck everything up. Actually, the only thing in my life that never gets fucked seems to be me. She let out a deep sigh and then silence. She didn't bother answering my pathetic rant. Look, hun, it's your birthday. I'm letting you off the hook. But please pour that wine into a glass at least. I'm not going to let you go all Bridget Jones on me and drink cheap red from the bottle and stuff your face with cram eggs. Have the decency to at least drink from a glass. Oh, and eat something grown up, like truffles. It's white, was all I could muster saying. Busted again, I thought as I reached for a glass and filled it up. At least Millie, knowing me so well and making fun of my weakness for wine, chocolate and men, made me smile. I wish she'd been there with me to celebrate with dinner, rom-coms and cava. But this year she was stuck on a sofa, completely unable to move and so heavily pregnant that I couldn't figure out how the hell she was supposed to last another 5 weeks without bursting. Sentimental, hurt and already slightly tipsy, my eyes were watering. The only thing stopping me from breaking out into full sobbing was a sudden knock on the door. Sadness turned into annoyance within seconds. Oh, fuck it, Millie. There's someone at the door. If Mr. Richards from next door has locked himself out again, I swear I'll strangle him. I'll call you later, okay? With a glass in one hand and a piece of chocolate in the other, I stomped out and pulled the front door open. Forgotten your keys again? I blurted out without even looking at the man outside. Turning my head and expecting to see Alan Rich's watery eyes stare desperately into my warm and cozy townhouse, I was met by a stare, all right. One that made me choke on the wine I just knocked back and spat it all down the front of my dry-clean-only hops blouse. Mark? There he was, outside my door. Tattered desert boots, tight jeans, paisley print silk shirt, open coat flapping in the wind, scarf dotted with flecks of snow, and yet another silly hat. Absolute perfection. He didn't answer. Just slid past me, walked straight into the kitchen, grabbed two...